So one other question we asked the audience, Corey, that I thought you might find interesting. Do you think there's a role for KRAS testing? Of course, this is a daily part of management of metastatic colorectal cancer. In fact, we're going to be back here tomorrow night talking about that. But it looks like the audience is pretty split, Corey, in terms of whether they think that KRAS testing in non-small cell has a role. And in terms of the faculty, we asked you all this same question, and we kind of got mixed responses from you. I'll ask Mark, you said no, you don't think KRAS testing. So does that mean, for example, Mark, if somebody comes to you with KRAS testing done, you kind of ignore it?
No, I mean, if someone comes with me with the result already, and I have to admit, we do routinely test all of our patients for KRAS, but that's specifically to identify them for clinical trials. I don't routinely test for it outside of a clinical trial. I think the data is not clear to me what to do with that result. I will concede that it is a population of patients that doesn't have a very high response rate to EGFR TKIs, but in randomized phase 3 data in the KRAS mutant population, particularly the INTEREST trial, there was not a difference in overall survival based upon KRAS status. So it may alter a physician's ordering of subsequent lines of therapy, but I think in the long run, I'm not ready in a KRAS mutant patient to deny them the use of a TKI.